Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take Tenfet Talmud, Nida Lametest, Nida 39a, pagination is 77. We'll start on the last line of the facing page. Kol achad aser yom b'cheskas Taira. A woman during her monthly system is going to have 11 days that are described as Bein Nida Lenida, between the times that potentially her period would occur. And during those 11 days, those are expected to be clean of Nida. And those are in fact described either as the Yemei Taira, days of purity, or we discuss the possibility of Ziva occurring during those days. If blood would present, it would have its own unique rules, one day per day that she sees, but it's not the rules of Nida. In our time, as we've mentioned, the accepted practice from, it's recorded in the Gemara, Benos Yisrael Lechmiru Al Atzman, the way of the daughters of Israel is to be concerned about these calculations, and therefore, whenever they see blood, they automatically assume it to be the level of Zava Gedola, of a three-day seeing during those interim days. And the requirement in such a case, in practical halacha, is what we know as 5 and 7. 5 days for the period to allow a hefsek taira, and on that 5th day, the separating bedika is done, and then 7 clean days are required before going to mikvah. So again, kol acharas hayom b'cheskas taira, during those interim 11 days, she's considered not expecting nida. And therefore, there will be cases where a woman might have been in an appropriate stage to be checking morning and night, for example, if she's working with teruma. But during these 11 days, that's going to be relaxed, and she is becheskes taira. If, however, she's at a time when she's supposed to be checking onto today's daf, yoshva lo, and she sat it out, v'lo bodka, she didn't check. Shagaga, whether it was by mistake, ne'ensa, beyond her control, hizida, intentional, v'lo bodka. Bottom line, she didn't check, tahora, she is going to be tahar. However, higia shas vesta, if the time anticipating the period has come, v'lo bodka, and she didn't check, harezu tameya, she's tamei, because we assume, as Rashi says, 2nd line, de'orach bizmano ba, that the period comes at its proper time. We're anticipating regulated system, and on target, on time. And although this seems a little bit foreign to many people in our time, because we don't see such a regulated cycle typically, that seems to be attributed to the fact that we live busy, not so serene lives. But there was a time when the period would come with such enormous, predictably, in such a way that literally the hour of the day could be anticipated. Certainly the ona, whether it's a day or a night of a specific day, could be anticipated. And what's recorded among poskim is that indeed when women reach a more serene part of life, they often see the result in a much more regulated period. It's not fluctuating day 28, day 30, 27. They see really a regulated system. Now, the Ein Mishpat Ner Mitzvah in the margin of the Gemara points us to a halacha in Shulchan Aruch regarding a woman who is counting her clean days. She did her Hefsek Taira, and she missed a specific check. Ideally, she checks twice a day for the 7 clean days. Sometimes in practical halacha, we have to scale that back due to irritation, etc. But what happens if she's supposed to do 2 bedikus, 7 clean days, there was nothing anticipated to be lenient, and she forgot something? So on some level, this concept of whether she's Becheskas Taira or Becheskas Tuma is going to play into this as a factor. And if she's counting her clean days and she got, for example, Hefsek and day 1 clean, and she missed a Bedika, certainly be in touch with a Rav. What are the allowances? But being that she's on track and she didn't check, she has no reason to say things changed, we would typically leave her on track and assume that the counting of the clean days continues, carry on. Whereas if she is going through, as in our Mishnah, her period anticipation, she didn't check, but we have serious reasons to believe that Orach Bezman Oba, that the period comes at its expected time. And in that case, the Bedika really has to be done to take her out of that assumption. Likewise, the Bedikos of Hefsek and day 1, and then during the 7 clean, but specifically Hefsek and day 1 are literally changing her status. And those also are quite important. The Mishnah continues, Reb Meir Omer, Reb Meir says, Emaisa b'mechave, if she was in hiding due to a fear, Rashi talks about machmas listim, bandits, or an army, different things that would cause her to be in hiding and to be in fear. V'igia shas vesta v'lo bodka, and her time came and she didn't check. Harezu tahora, there are grounds to believe that she is still tahar. And if she's not aware of any presentation, she doesn't have to assume for sure it must have come and I must do a bedika to prove otherwise. Mipnei shecherda misalekes es hadamim, because her fear during the vest pushes away the blood. The period doesn't come as a result of that fear. Indeed, in halacha, in the laws of vestis, where we anticipate a vest to a specific date, maybe the same day of the month, maybe 30 days from when it occurred, one of the considerations that we're going to take into account is Simen Kuf Pei Dalet Ches, Hoysa Nechbis B'mechobe M'pnei Pachad. If she was hiding because of fear, V'igia Sh'as Vesta, and the vest time came, Eina Choshesh Lo, she doesn't have to worry about that, that this fear concept is taken into account. Now, in our time, to take this into account in terms of fear, there's a lot to calculate. There are discussions in the commentaries and what happens as soon as the fear passes. How do we understand this fear factor? But what does emerge and is brought in contemporary poskim is that if there is something that's acting upon the woman's metabolism, stopping her from having her period, that should be taken into account in halacha. And therefore, whether this fear factor is very practical for us to work with or not as a leniency. But if a woman is on hormone pills of some sort, on birth control pills, regulating the cycle in some way, and we know that it's reliable, which is another discussion. Some pills don't really accomplish as simply what people think they're going to accomplish. They're told that they'll never have a period when they're on this medication, and it turns out they do. Different things. But if it's a reliable medication for this woman and we're relying on it, then indeed that is a valid factor. It's an outside factor, like fear, an outside factor that's causing her not to have her period. And if she knows that that's what's up, then indeed there's reason to rule that the vest would not have to be observed. That has to be done in collaboration with a Rav, because one of the factors, besides all the other confusing things here, is that a woman should have a vest so that she understands that this is a status that could change, and what her rules would be should be something that's worked through. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.